sit down, relax, read namaz, read Quran. The idea is to be engaged in ibadat on the odd night. And tonight, 27th night, we always regard it as a very possible night, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And we just don't lose out the opportunity, my brothers. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq and sincerity. We'll first make the tasbih of La ilaha illallah. أفضل الذكر فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله 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 beloved to Allah, very heavy on the scales, very light on the tongue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, 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 Subhanallah wa bihamdihi,
سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده 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 سبحان الله العظيم
Next one inshallah is istighfar that means with a lot of regret and remorse and with a lot of humility and regret in our heart we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins. Each one knows what is his condition. So not only the small sins, the big sins, the minor sins, the major sins, the sins committed intentionally, unintentionally. For one istighfar, even if it is said with sincerity, it will cause the oceans of the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala to wipe it away. So inshallah, let us make everyone astaghfirullah with a lot of feeling inshallah.
أستغفر الله 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 الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه.
Shall we make one zikr now of Durood Sharif on our beloved Nabi Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة دارك دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك بأن لك الحمد لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك الحنان المنان بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله الذي لا إله إلا أنت الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ألف ألف مرة اللهم صل على محمد ألف ألف مرة اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ألف ألف مرة أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله من كل ذنب وخطية ونتوب إليك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نستغفرك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت به أعلم منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اغفر لنا وافتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وافتح لنا أبواب فضلك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله It is only through your grace that you have given us the opportunity to be present here on this night. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we could have been anywhere else. We could have been deprived. This is your mercy. Ya Allah, we believe that if you brought us here, then it is not to turn us away empty-handed. Ya Allah, we believe that if you have given us the opportunity to sit here and stretch our hands out in begging and seeking forgiveness from you, that is because you want to forgive us. Ya Allah, we believe that you are most merciful. Ya Allah, we believe that you are most forgiving. Ya Allah, we believe that you are the one who accepts tawbah and repentance. Ya Allah, we believe that you are the one who loves forgiving and who wants to be his servant to be forgiven. Therefore, Ya Allah, you have given us this opportunity. Ya Allah, with the greatest amount of thanks and shukr, Ya Allah, with the greatest amount of humility and earnestness, Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah, we are begging you on this night, do not send us away from here empty-handed. Ya Allah, do not let us go from here unforgiven. Ya Allah, let each and every sin of each one of us present here and our mothers and sisters at home in the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every one sin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, let it be forgiven. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, you do not lose anything. Ya Allah, if you do not forgive us, Ya Allah, we are going to be the greatest of losers. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, we are begging you to forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, every sin, whatever it is, major or minor, Ya Allah, committed intentionally or unintentionally, Ya Allah, whichever place it was, Ya Allah, whether it was in the dark or in the night, Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive each and every sin of ours, every sin that has been recorded in our book of deeds, Ya Allah, we beg you on this Mubarak night to remove it, to erase it, to wipe it, and let it not be the cause of our misery in our qabr, the cause of our embarrassment on the day of Qiyamah, and the cause of your displeasure and punishment on in the akhirah, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Let it not be the cause of us being thrown into the fire of Jahannam because of our sins not being forgiven. Ya Allah, we ask you to cleanse us and purify us from every sin and make us like the day our mothers gave birth to us. Ya Allah, we ask you to be pleased with us and to send down your special mercy upon us, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, we ask you, and on behalf of the entire Ummah, for ourselves, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, to leave no sin forgiven, unforgiven, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, we ask you on behalf of every Ummati, wherever he might be, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, whatever he might have done and whatever he might be doing, Ya Allah, your mercy is like the torrential rains, and it is like the raging flood waters. When it comes, it leaves nothing. We want our sins to be forgiven, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, with the most amount of sincerity, Ya Allah, we ask you to give us that ability of making tawbah, what is referred to as tawbah al-nasuha. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, to accept our istighfar. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, we ask you with the greatest amount of humility to forgive all our sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. And give us the ability to be conscious of you at all times, to abstain from sins. And if shaitan and nafs get the better of us, Ya Allah, we ask you to keep us conscious of returning to you and staying away from every sin and seeking your forgiveness and seeking repentance from you. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, we ask you to send down every kind of good condition on the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever there are difficulties and problems, we ask you to remove them. Make it easy for us to practice on the deen. Ya Allah, remove all these difficulties and all these restrictions and all these things that have come between us and between our ibadat. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to remove this difficulty and every difficulty for everyone, whichever part of the world they might be, where they are unable, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, to carry out ibadat and to carry out acts of obedience and obligations towards you in the manner that you would want us to do it. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us and remove all these difficulties, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us a life that is with your obedience, and to let us stay away from a life that is in your disobedience. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us a blessed life, a blessed death, and most importantly, Ya Allah, give us a mouth that will be on Kalima La Ilaha Illallah, a mouth that we are welcomed by the Malaika of Mercy, and we are given the glad tidings of our Jannah while we are in this world, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, and we are respectfully taken to you on to the A'la Illiyin, and we are shown our beautiful place and abode in Jannah, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, save us from a bad death. Ya Allah, save us from a death, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, where the Malaika of Azab come. Ya Allah, save us from a death that will be a difficulty for us from now till whenever. Ya Allah, we are believers in you, and we are the ummatis of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are so weak, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. If it is not your grace, and if it is not your bounty upon us, Ya Allah, we won't know where we'll go. We ask you to shower us with your bounty and your grace. And Ya Arhamar Rahimin, on this Mubarak night, we ask you to forgive us and accept all our du'as in our favor. Ya Allah, when we are in our qabr, let it be a most peaceful sleep. Ya Allah, let it be a sweet sleep. Let it be a restful sleep where there is no difficulty. Let our qabr be a garden of Jannah, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, and when we stand up on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Hashr, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, let us be received with honor and respect and dignity, as you have mentioned in the Quran Kareem about your pious servants. Put us in the shade of your arsh and be pleased with us. Give us water at the hands of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hawzul Kawthar, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, and save us from the terror and the fear of the day of Qiyamah, and the length of the day of Qiyamah, and the heat of the day of Qiyamah. And Ya Arhamar Rahimin, save us from the reckoning. Ya Allah, do not even take us to task. Ya Allah, do not even look at our deeds. Ya Allah, just look at your great mercy. You have mentioned on the tongue of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that 99 paths of mercy have been kept for the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we are hoping for that 99 paths of mercy, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, and forgiveness, that you just enter us into Jannah. Let us cross the bridge of Siratul Speed of Lightning and let us enter into Jannah. Ya Allah, all those people who have requested us for du'as throughout the month of Ramadan and even today, Ya Allah, we ask you to fulfill all the du'as. Those who have got difficulties, we ask you to remove their difficulties. Those that have got financial problems, we ask you to remove their financial problems. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Those that have got debts, we ask you to pay off their debts. Those that have got sicknesses and illnesses, we ask you to grant them shifa. Those that are recuperating from procedures and operations, those who are on medication, we ask you to grant them all shifa. You are the curer. Anta shafi, anta shafi, anta shafi. You alone are the curer. Ya Allah, we ask you to remove the sickness, this pandemic that has overtaken the whole world. Ya Allah, this is the night when the malaika come down. This is the night when your mercy is so great. Ya Allah, let your mercy be such that it burns away this accursed and this miserable pandemic, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Take it away from us, Ya Allah. Take it away from every creation of yours, Muslim or non-Muslim. Ya Allah, have mercy on all those countries where it has been so great. Ya Allah, where it is so much, especially in India and in Brazil and in different parts of the world, in Europe. And take it away from us. Ya Allah, we don't want to see a third wave. Ya Allah, take it away. We don't want to see any wave. We want to see the waves of your mercy. We want to see the wave of your generosity and your kindness. Ya Allah, send your mercy and generosity upon us, wave upon wave. Ya Allah, you are so kind. You give us so many opportunities, Ya Allah, where we can turn to you. Because we want to expect and we want to see your wave of mercy coming upon us. Ya Allah, tonight is one of those waves, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Let that wave of your mercy wash away and wipe away the last germ and the last whatever it is that causes this pandemic, and remove the bimari and the sickness from everyone, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, wherever the Muslimin are suffering, we ask you to remove their difficulty, those that are in calamities, catastrophes, those that are being oppressed. Ya Allah, have special mercy on the Muslimin that are being oppressed, especially in Palestine. Ya Allah, the zalimin, the tyrants who are stealing the homes right in Jerusalem. Ya Allah, we ask you to send down your azab immediately on them. Ya Allah, save them, save the Muslimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, those that are making difficulty on them, wherever they might be. Ya Allah, we ask you on behalf of all the Muslimin of the world, wherever they might be. Ya Allah, only through the barakah of the iman, we have hope in you, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, we ask you to send on your special mercy on everyone in this town, our elderly, and the people that are involved in so much of good work in different ways. Ya Allah, all those of our deceased who have left this world, Ya Allah, those who are the ulama, those who are the pious people, those that were the people who are founders of the masjid, those who are the doctors, those who are the caregivers, in whichever way it might be. Ya Allah, give all of them a befitting reward, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Give each one of them a befitting reward. Ya Allah, give our ustads and their ustads, Rat Abdu Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a befitting reward. Grant us all those things, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, that Sayyidina Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, and save us from all those things that Sayyidina Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked to be saved from. Grant us all those things that you know that are good for us and we did not ask, and grant us all those things, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, which you always know are the best for us. Grant them to us always, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina wa nabiyyina mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.